Hi, everyone. My name is Ryan Biller. I'm superintendent of Tri-County Area Schools. Looking forward to sharing my story with you next in how I became superintendent here in Tri-County.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne, your host and producer. I say it every week. We're well over 140 episodes at this point, and I just want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for kind of offering to be part of the podcast and sharing your story. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as iHeart, Pandora, and Apple. Go to discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Check out all the episodes. Today, as you heard at the very beginning, I have Ryan Biller here. He's the superintendent of the Tri-County Area Schools. Welcome.
Thank you, Dwayne. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
Well, I like to learn about what's going on around the area and to kind of get to know the people behind the position. Mm-hmm. The people behind the sign. Mm-hmm. So let's start with some easy questions. We're not in a big debate here, so don't worry about that. Give me a little history of Ryan. Where did you grow up? Give us a little, backstory.
Sure. I'd be glad to. Thank you. So K-12, my formative schooling years were in Morley Stanwood. I graduated from Morley Stanwood in 1993 as a Mohawk and went on to college and didn't quite know what I wanted to do in life. Like many of our kids do when they graduate high school, they just haven't found the it yet or found that passion. And I knew I wanted to continue in sports, and I tried my hand at baseball. Went to Ferris to play baseball for a year, and then they did away with the program, and I found myself into coaching very quickly after that and transferred to Central Michigan University. So I got a degree in teaching that way in 1998, December of 1998. And I've been coaching ever since, I say, and once a coach, always a coach. Yeah. So
while you were coaching, you were also teaching.
Yes.
So, I mean, what kind of classes were you teaching?
Yeah, sure. So after I graduated, I long-term subbed for quite a year, the last half of that year of 1999. But I did get a job in Cadillac as my first teaching position. I was an 8th and 9th grade science teacher and in the middle school. So that was my first teaching career job in 1999.
Okay.
And so 14 years in the classroom later, I taught science and English. That's the areas of study that I had my degree in, and taught and coached baseball and basketball, boys and girls, and had about 5 or 6 years spent on girls basketball. I was the varsity coach up in Cadillac. So enjoyed my time with all of that, but quickly after those 14 years, moved right into administration and started my administrative degree.
Okay. And about what year did you start moving into the administrative side?
Yeah, so that was about 2014 or so. And so I started as an assistant principal at the junior high school at the school, same school I was teaching at.
Right.
So I was an assistant principal for 3 years and found a little prick at my heart that I wanted to do something more. And
So
set out on a principal position. And so I did find that position in Harrison at Harrison High School, just north of Clare. And so I was a principal over there for a couple of years. Great people over in Harrison, lots of lakes, lots of fishing, very similar to this area. And that's kind of why I was drawn to that area. And, but 2 years of principal there. And then, I spent 6.5 years as a principal back at McBain High School, just southeast of Cadillac area. So lived in the Cadillac area for 25 years and that was my professional career before I became a superintendent here.
So this is your first superintendent job?
It is, yes.
So kind of earning your dues?
Worked my way up, yes.
Learning. And you became superintendent of Tri-County Area Schools in what year?
Yeah, so I've been here a year and a half. So that would have been January of 2024.
Okay.
I got the position there. Mr. Cummings, he resigned and moved on to a different adventure. And, and so I took over halfway through the school year, which was a little unique.
That's got to be a little tough because, yeah. I mean, but you know, coming into any position, I think that would be, you know, because now all of a sudden it's under a new leader, new leadership. Not only do you have to learn what's going on, you got to try to work in, you know, what you feel is right based on what you see.
Yeah, and you always can't move too fast on anything. You know, you got to get to know the people. And like a, you know, when you investigate and you do your listening tours around the district, you hear of all the good things and the good people that are here doing the work. So there's not a lot to really change in a short period of time, but it's to get to know the people. And I've enjoyed doing that over the last year and a half. And but those first 4, 5, 6 months were difficult as they were trying to get to know me, our teaching staff, administration, and yeah, it was a little hectic for sure, but I loved it. We moved down closer to the area, so now it's much easier to be around.
Well, as a former Mohawk, mine was a couple decades before yours, but we won't go we won't go into that. But you know, it's kind of the small town
it is
living. Yeah. When you came here, I mean, Cadillac's a little bigger. McBain's smaller, maybe same size, you know. Yeah. What was some things that you first noticed about the area, not school, but of the area when you came back here and started, I guess, looking around?
Yeah. Well, I've always had an affinity for rural schools, small schools. It really is where I grew up and my experience took me. Cadillac, for as big as it is, it's kind of, it has a very wide spread. There's some rural pieces into it, some areas that you know, have some difficult families and students who are struggling. And you know, rural families have a unique set of challenges, and I feel like I can identify with all of those. I've grown up with those myself, and so being able to know how hardworking folks in the rural areas, you know, what their values are, what they, I can really, I'm drawn to that. I have an affinity for that. So, it really settles for me, this area, very similar to McBain in a way with some of the farming, as well as, just the rural agricultural feel to it. And, boy, if anybody's ever been on our campus now, our new campus up there with the, it's just beautiful up there, with the trees. So,
well, I learned something the other day. You talked about Cadillac. Mid-70s, KISS came to town.
Yes, they did.
And did a concert at the high school.
At the high school, right
that
in there.
That would have been at the start of their big run. But, you know, you think about that, and the mayor was all dressed up.
Yes,
I mean, it was quite an ordeal. So, you know, maybe you can bring a big band in here to into the Howard City area, and we could just have some fun with it. Let's now talk about the campus. You just brought that up. For those of you that don't really know about the area, I guess before we talk about the campus, let's talk about some history. We always hear these schools, you know, and in this particular case, it's Tri-County area. When did it become Tri-County, and what was it before?
Yeah, so truly, you know, this is a little bit of a history deep dive, and for the full story, you can go to our website and get that district.
What is the
history.
Website address?
Yeah, so it's www.tricountyschools.com.
Okay.
So if you go there and go to district history, it'll give you all the history around it. We've had some very beneficial people to the community that have contributed to the stories.
Sure.
1963 was the first graduating class, but prior to that, the 1950s and 60s was a time where a lot of smaller districts were consolidating, and the state of Michigan was offering, you know, to track people and be able to organize our student populations and groups a little better in order to service them. So during that time, so this the beginning of the 60s, 1961 started to talk about this, and currently we had at that time a Howard City High School in Howard City and a Sand Lake High School in Sand Lake. And so the two of those boards came together and put it before our voting booth voters and was able to recommend and have a vote, and it was overwhelmingly in the vote to consolidate services. And so teams that were competing against each other in 1 year were again on the same team the following, and they had quite success in their baseball programs and some of their athletic programs.
Well, where you and I graduated, the same thing happened about that same time period when Stanwood and Morley came together and did the same thing. But you said that was kind of a state-pushed type of thing, so all of these smaller places in some cases were coming to combine together. Tri-County.
Yes.
Okay, three counties.
Three counties.
What are they?
Yes, they are. Three counties. So we have Howard City, obviously, that sits within Howard City and our Montcalm County, as well as Pearson and, you know, those areas, schools right along the old 131 corridor. And then Sand Lake is this little outlier that just barely sneaks into the northern part of Kent County.
Right.
And so we also have our school district lines, however, going into Newaygo.
Into Newaygo.
To the west, yes. Yeah. So we have our Montcalm base, and then we have to the west of us our Newaygo County friends, eastern side of Newaygo County, and then Kent.
So you got Kent, Newaygo, and Montcalm.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, just if we're talking history.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that kind of ran for a long time. Mm-hmm. You were, you know, you had the Sand Lake Elementary.
Yes.
The McNaughton here up in Tri-County.
Yep.
And then you had the, at that time, the junior high and high school were in one building, and then later the high school, and you've got the old high school is now was the junior high.
Yes.
So now we've got it all on one campus. The elementaries are all together on one.
Yes.
Walk us through quickly how that happened.
Yeah, you know the trick is for school districts to be efficient with their services, as well as you know, being fiscally responsible with taxpayers' money. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, there's a lot of advantages to having students on a similar campus or within the same area.
Right.
Number one, it's busing. You know, a lot of our area families need their kids to be bused to school.
Yep.
And so with our ruralness, sometimes that distance is a little bit longer, right, than others. And so, but that's an essential thing to get those kids into school in order to have them every day to teach. For our, you know, 2019 is when we finally passed upon a proposal. Our voters, it narrowly passed a third time.
Right.
But thank goodness it did, because, you know, our new K building, our kindergarten through five, elementary building out on the hill just east of the expressway there, is still on the same campus. It sits right up on the hill behind the old high school, the middle school now there, as well as the high school complex. So K-12 is all right there on the same campus. It's a beautiful setting, and it's up to date. Very wide open hallways, quiet setting for kids, multiple different ways for our staff to pull kids, to work with them one-on-one in small groups, as well as in their classes. So 2019 is when that bond was passed, and we're finishing up with those funds right now on our athletic facility.
And, you know, and then part of that as well, didn't you also add on to the high school as part of this bond?
Yep.
What did they add on to the high school?
Yeah, so we fixed up some science classrooms downstairs, as well as extended into the servery, which would be the food service and the way that we run our lines there, and extended that into an area that we added on called a cafetorium.
Okay.
And so our seating, it's a multi-purpose room. It was really well designed in a sense that we use it for a lot of different things. And at different times.
Okay.
So during school days, it can be used to pull out seats in order to serve our kids breakfast or lunch. And then we can clean that up, move those away, and then pull out our stadium seating in the evening for musicals, for band concerts, for award ceremonies. Maybe we can get somebody else to come in there.
I say that with a joke because I think that's the 50th year? 75 to now that it happened up in Cadillac.
Yes, yeah.
But, you know, you never know. You never know, and it's nice. You know, one thing that I had said, and this is, you know, everybody who lives here has their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, back in the 90s when I was part of the Panhandle Chamber before it went away in 2018, and now we have a new Howard City Area Chamber. But I remember talking to the people back then saying, our school needs an auditorium. Mm-hmm. Our school needs someplace where they can feature concerts, plays, community events, things that they can come in and have that. You know, I see it in other schools, and, you know, it was kind of neat that it kind of happened. You know, nobody asked me my opinion then, which is fine, you know, but it was one of the things that I was like, you know, this school needs that type of thing, and it finally came
to fruition. It is something of a feature now that all of our K-12 utilizes. It's not just it's not just our high school facility, but our younger kids will come down for musical programming with our music teacher. This last year, been to a couple of those are greatly attended. Parking lots packed out. It's really a good field, and it's a nice presentation area to be able to do that in too.
Well, before that, it was the gym, and that was echoey and big, and a gym's a gym.
A gym.
You know, I mean, that's what they did though back in that time. So we're now, you know, we've got the campus. Things are kind of rolling along. You're beyond your sea legs now. You know, you're a year and a half into it at the time of this recording. What is some of the things that have been happening that you can share? You know, and I know that as the years go on and this gets found on some search engine somewhere, you know, things are always changing.
Yes.
You know, one thing we know is life has changed. But what are some of the things that, you know, having it all on one location or one campus to just what's going on in education today at Tri-County?
Yeah, so there's a lot, you know. We always battle like other schools at this point in time. You know, it's 2025-26 school year on the coming up here just around the corner. And with that, you know, we're about five years out from a pandemic when COVID hit us. And so I think many public schools are navigating the world of education now.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that story is educational choice, where kids and families can go where they would like to go and have those services. So as always, I think we're looking for ways to be attractive for our families to stay here in Tri-County and all of the good things that we have to show. With that cafetorium, we've got an outstanding music department. Our art, we had art displays in there as well during I know our chamber area event that happened. We had some young artists. And so we displayed that. So we have an outstanding art program, and as well as our athletics, you know, we're at the end of our bond, as I said earlier, here in 2025. And our athletic stadium facility is getting upgraded and to have a safe ADA compliant kind of entrance with some new ticket booths and new entrance area, as well as a brand new separate building for concessions and restroom facilities that were very much needed for a long, long time.
We get by with what we get by with until we're all of a sudden going, oh my goodness, we can't do this, you know. But, you know, there again, time, change, you know, all of this is going on. Since you've been here, and I'm going to have you go back into your memory here a little bit. You know, I know it's only a year and a half, but is there something that's happened in the last year and a half that kind of made you laugh, and like a funny moment in Ryan's, like, oh my goodness, you know, that's happened in the school?
Well, I can tell you that I've ran into a couple of former Mohawks from Morley Stanwood that are now Tri-County parents,
right,
of kids in our district.
I am.
And there's such overlap, mm-hmm, with all this area here. And so that was kind of funny to see those people in the district, in sporting events and other things when I bump into them. So that makes me chuckle, and it's nice to chit-chat and catch up with people you haven't seen in 20 years.
Well, my kids used to say, because my wife also graduated from Tri-County, that whenever something happened and I would do something wrong with a math problem, they'd say, oh, it's that Morley math. So it was always nice when they messed up and I could say, oh, that Tri-County math. You know, but there's that little, I know that from our standpoint, it's been a great place to raise our kids.
Good.
You know,
good.
We've enjoyed it here. Good. You know, my business, I didn't realize when we came here how this location, you know, I'm a half hour from Big Rapids, half hour from Grand Rapids. You know, Cadillac's only 45 minutes. I mean, this place, we couldn't have picked a better location. And it's also nice to see the deer and the turkey in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good. It's like better than being in more of a city where you've got, you know, the pavement and all that, and houses on top of each other.
You got a little more elbow room.
Yeah, a little bit more elbow room. You know, right now we got, you know, the cows in the back. You know, it's like, okay, you know, they might beller once in a while, but that's all right.
Yes.
It's better than houses.
Yes, you bet.
That's my opinion. So as we're moving forward here, you know, we're in 2025 right now, coming into the 25-26 school year. What are some things that are on the horizon from an admin and a school district-wide push of what's going to be happening from your level?
Yeah, sure. So a couple of things there. You know, our board has made the decision to sell a couple of properties, and so we have sold our Sand Lake Elementary. We're waiting to close on that as of this date, but it should be any time.
Tell us who or what, or don't they know?
Don't
disclose anything that's going to get you in trouble.
I'll just share. You know, it's a housing development company who's going to turn that into some apartments and things for a ground level, base level. So
that, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's nice to see that it's just not going to get tore down or run down because it's not being used.
Yep.
So that's one of the properties.
Yeah, they stressed that they wanted to utilize the bones of the building. Mm-hmm. So you won't be seeing a wrecking ball or anything out there, but I'm sure you'll be seeing some updates.
Well, there'll be change.
And change, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so much, I know I've talked to Molly Dorr and the president there in Sand Lake Village, and the village, we've talked to them, and there's been a stressor in terms of wanting to provide more housing in various types of housing.
Right.
And so there is some property on the other side that was also sold with Sand Lake, the building, the playground area to the west there, that they're looking at potentially putting up some single family homes as well. So utilizing the space is what's needed right there in a close proximity to downtown and the wonderful Sand Lake Village Park, you know, and there's great hoops there and pickleball court, I think I see out there now. Yeah. But that's been a big transition for us because now we're utilizing also the sale of a 40-acre property out here on Amy School in Dewey that we have sold to also a developer to create single-family homes as well in our district. So our board has elected to kind of push forward with those are just kind of sitting there, we don't quite know what to do with, but we want to make sure to give back to our community or the potential. And when we look at, you know, we worked with the Century 21 Rockgate and Jackie Bissonette and Derek Dickerson out of Howard City there, and they were wonderful to work with. And you know, they do assessments on what in the county or in the area that housing is needed.
Oh yes,
and it is tremendously needed.
Okay, so you've got that going on. There's also some changes in the local elementary school here in Howard City.
Yes,
share what's going on there.
Yeah, so we also had our McNaughton Elementary, right? And so we are repurposing that building so it can hold our programming that was kind of outgrowing our oldest building now in the Edgerton building downtown. So we are taking our GSRP, our Great Start Readiness Program, preschool four-year-old programming, as well as our paid three-year-old programming, and even birth to five, working with our ISD, working with the areas, other services for birth to five. We're working to build out and scale out that building at McNaughton for an early learning center, as well as just a learning center as a whole, because we're also holding our alternative ed upstairs in Edgerton. So we're going to try to hopefully build out that as well in the northeast corner of Edgerton.
It makes sense to try to consolidate things that are similar.
Yes.
You know, and again, repurposing a building instead of tearing it down.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, that's, we won't go into my opinion here, but, you know, it's nice to see that things are going to be utilized, services are going to still be there, but now there'll be more in one area.
Yeah.
As we come to the conclusion, there's a couple questions that I like to ask. One of them is, in your opinion, Ryan, why should someone discover Montcalm County?
Yeah. Well, just like you said, I think that if people like a little elbow room, they like a little bit of woods, the outdoor activities, fishing, recreational lakes and things, whitefish and whatnot, this is just a beautiful area to enjoy Michigan as what I have learned to know growing up. And so there's a lot of activities to do. There's a lot of just beautiful landscape, animals, as well as, you know, good people.
Yeah.
I think there's great people in this area that have such a good sense of value, of family and close knit. And we have some very, very dedicated, you know, people who follow our district, even that don't have kids in a district now and they've moved on and they're older and they have families of their own. They still follow Tri-County Athletics and students. And, we've got, we're continuing to look at ways that we can bring different programming to the school district in order to acquire interest, and always looking ahead at what the next 50 years is going to bring,
you know,
and to set our district up so that we can have successful citizens that we graduate and stick around to keep us going around here.
Just keep it going.
Yeah.
The last question is, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share? You know, and it's okay. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just we've touched on a lot of things, but is there anything in closing that you'd like to make sure that we get out there?
You know, I just I want people to continue to know that we're working behind the scenes to have future plans. Our Board of Education is extremely motivated to getting a face give an overhaul to the district in terms of the looks and the feels and updating. We're going to get some more signage, some different things with our athletic facility on the horizon coming up that are going to continue to work. And we're just, we're excited about the next steps of where we're going. And I'm excited for really, you know, that learning center to give an opportunity for families who maybe that's their first kid that they've had.
Right.
And they can bring to our facility to get a lot of services before they begin their schooling age. And set them up for success is the key in order to have success in the future. So we're committed to doing those things. Our administration is, and we've had an outstanding, our leadership team down there at Sand Lake and the Educational Service Center. We have a new director of finance who is doing a wonderful job. Corey Bordeaux, as well as a new director of assessment and accountability. I call it a curriculum director, kind of jacked up a little bit.
Sure.
In Corey Mervin, she's doing a wonderful job of setting us up for that, and as well as our I'm missing someone here.
Yeah,
Keith. Keith Hutchins. I'm sorry. There's four of us on my team. Keith Hutchins, our director of special ed. So we've got people in place now that have systematically been here now for a little bit, but we're all new team here within the last year or so. So we're looking this year to do great things. And stay tuned.
Yeah, it's an ongoing story. Mm-hmm. So Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out, coming in and share. Maybe in a year or so we can have you back and you can kind of give us an update. You know, we won't have to dig into your story as much, but maybe just what's happening in the school district. Let's let people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Again, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
My name is Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover Mock.com podcast. Go to discovermockcompodcast.com. Follow us. Go to our socials on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Follow us. Subscribe. Share our stuff, because there's a lot of stuff happening in Montcalm County. And right now, I'm just trying to fill it up with good content about community, businesses, and the people. On that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
We would like to thank M1063, WGLM, FM, M1063.com. West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions is your local source for managed IT. Websites, design, and hosting. Check them out at WMTDS.com.
At Business Growth Engine, Stephen and his team support businesses through automation and streamlined processes. Go to BuilderGrowthEngine.com.
DW Video transfers your home movies, slides, audio, and videotapes to digital. They produce and design websites, create business and social media videos, TV commercials, and family storytelling videos. Visit dwvideo.com to learn more. Connect and follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all our episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. We look forward to featuring your business, community, nonprofit, events, and more. Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Thank you for tuning in and following the Discover Montcalm podcast.